Blog Talk Radio.
Well, God bless you. Welcome again to Doctor of the Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We are always happy to have you and you, wherever you might be. We thank God for today. It's the day that the Lord has made. The Bible says, let us rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you right now, oh God, what you're doing. We know, Lord, that everything works together for good for those that love the Lord. And Lord, we ask you to stretch your hand of limits upon each and every one of us, especially those that are signing in, oh God, to come into the broadcast, those that are up and down the dangerous highways, those that have been incarcerated, those that have problems, oh God, in their health and their life. Oh God, we speak health, we speak life, encouragement, oh God, to each and every one. In Jesus' name, oh Lord, and we praise you, we glorify you, oh God, a time and again for your mercy, for your goodness, and for your kindness. Well, if it had not been for you, David said that, amen, amen, we will agree, if it had not been for you, it was on our side. Amen. When the enemy rose up against us, oh God, where would we be? And we thank God for your kindness and your mercy. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you. Oh God, we just thank you for mercy. We thank you for kindness. We thank you for your love. Oh God, past all understanding. And we give you the praise today and tonight, wherever the listeners might be. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen, amen. God bless you. So happy to have you and you, wherever you might be. Amen. To come in, call a friend and tell a friend that you on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. You can find us. Amen. You can go to our website, www.jciministries.org. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. And you can pick up all different type of broadcasts that we've done over the years. Amen. I hope it would be a blessing to your soul. As well as those that have been calling in, we thank God again for you and you. Amen. As you begin to work with this broadcast and this programming, we thank God for you, amen, and you, wherever you might be, amen. If you call in for the first time, remember we always give your area code and your last four digits. Your area code and your last four digits. We're not asking for your name, amen. These broadcasts are being viewed again and listened again, amen, for all type of people. Amen. And we don't want you to be harassed or anything because we are here in love. We are here in love. Amen. We are like Proverbs 27 and 17 says, amen, iron sharpening iron. That's what we are in love. You can glean off of your comments, glean off of my comments. We have scriptures and dreams. Amen. We are here to encourage one another, help one another. Amen. Proverbs also says in 24:6, the multitude of counselors, there is safety. The multitude of counselors, there is safety. Amen. Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, amen, you're fine. Amen. You can be assured, be at rest. That's where God is leading you, especially when people don't know your business, they don't know you, and you begin to talk on a subject or talk about things that you prayed about. You know the direction you need to go about, God will answer. And you, once you learn his system, learn how God speaks to his people, amen. In the difficult times like this, God is still speaking. He's still talking. He's still encouraging. He's still reaching out to the lost world daily by daily. And he's alive and not dead. And that's what our discussion is about. In this subject, Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. Amen. He's We're coming from very familiar book according to John, the 3:16. Amen. And we'll be working from there. Amen. And where the gospel according to John, amen, is one of the first books. Amen. It's very encouraging to those new believers to begin to work in learning their benefits and learning, amen, their abilities that God has given them. There are abilities and talents, amen, that God has given his people. Amen. We're talking about the God that created heaven and earth now. We want to make sure that we clarify that God we're talking about. We're talking about the God that spoke. Amen. He said, let there be light on earth. Amen. Let there be light, and there was light. Amen. There was no missing. When God spoke, things happened. Immediately, things happened. Amen. So that's the God of creation. He created all mankind, animals and trees and birds. Amen. He created the earth. Amen. 6 days. Amen. And on the seventh day, he rested from his creation. But he did not tell man, stop living. God did not stop his power. Amen. He gave man a day to relax. Amen. And stop all his labor. But he didn't tell man to stop worshiping him on the seventh day. No, that day is for man to stop his physical labor, to lay around and rest his body, his mind. Amen. Because God stopped on the 6 days. The seventh day he rested. But he did not stop ruling in power all over this land, all over the world. Amen. Because them fallen angels, Lucifer and all his angels, amen, they was plotting all the time. Amen. That's where all our trouble began in the Garden of Eden in the book of Genesis. Amen. That's where all the trouble began. Like mankind will be trying to be destroyed, amen, by fallen spiritual world. Amen. So God created everything, and it was good. Well, good. Amen. He did not have any flaws in our creation of man and the flaws in the trees and the birds and the stars. Amen. When God finished his work, it was good. It was very good. Amen. So now we're discussing, amen, the connection. Amen. Maybe we can express it this way, between God and his son. The Bible said in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now we're looking at John 3:16. The Bible says God so loved the world. Amen. We pray and we always discuss, amen, make sure that you have a right Bible, that you have a Bible that's credible down through the years. Amen. You can say that the Bible changed. I know the many translations try to bring up the proper translation in the English language. It's easy to read, but we should make sure that you have somewhere in your study that you have a King James Bible, because the King James Bible was written, amen, King James had things written at the 10th grade level, amen, that every English-speaking person can read it, amen. But it all these translators, amen, from Hebrew to Greek into English, amen, all these different colleges, one did Hebrew and one did Greek. Amen, to bring this translation to King James. Amen. So the Bible has not changed. There are many other translations and coming up and working. Amen. So you want to make sure you have a credible biblical study in your home. Why? Because of the fact this is your life. The Word of God is your life. This is you. This is your guideline. This is the last spoken word by God has been written, amen, and this is what you living off of, amen. This is what guiding you, amen, on the way to heaven, amen, here on earth. You have made it. You have confessed your sins. You have accepted God as your Lord and Savior through his son, Jesus Christ, amen. And your name is written down in heaven, but you're still living here on earth. And you're looking for a direction. You're looking for a roadmap. Amen. You're looking for instructions to walk in this world. In this world, amen, the times of Noah that you're working in. You're walking in these times of Noah, and you're working in the times of Lot. Amen. And you need to know why the environment is happening like it is, why things that are going on like it is. Amen. You're not guessing. Amen. You're not worried about it. Amen. You know why things are happening. Amen. And this is what God, this is what the word of God is so under attack. God informed his people. God is informing people. Notice why, this is why in the gospel according to John, amen, he said in the beginning, John 1, the in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. The same was in the beginning with God. All things, birds, trees, amen, all nature, amen, human beings, amen, angels, amen, good and bad was made by him. There was nothing made. There was nothing created that was not created. Everything out there, amen, Jesus created it, the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. The same was in the beginning with God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things was made by him, and without him was nothing made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. John 3:16 says, God so loved the world, amen, that he gave his only begotten son. That was a gift. God gifted the world. He gifted the world that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Somebody, if anybody have gifted you something, they know you needed it, they gifted it to you. Amen. It might be a credit card, a house, a car. Amen. You didn't know that was happening. You didn't know that this was happening. Amen. You couldn't purchase it. They gave it to you. They gave it to you. They gifted. Amen. God, amen, gave the world his son. He gave the world, amen, we'll be more a little deep about it. He gave the world his word. Amen. The word became flesh. The word became flesh. St. John, the first chapter. Amen. And the 13th verse, the 14th verse, 1 John says, John saying, the Word was made flesh and dwell among us, and we beheld his glory, and the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The Holy Ghost, through the Spirit of God, amen, Jesus came, which is the Word. The Word became flesh. Amen. He became flesh. Mary, amen. Mary and Joseph, they named him, the angels, they named him Jesus. They named him Jesus, the Savior. Amen. The Word of God wrapped up became flesh. He became flesh, and he walked among his people. Amen. Communication. Let's say communication walked among us. Amen. God walked among us. Amen. So getting to God, you have to learn his communication. Jesus is a man, amen, full of grace and truth. We thank God for his mercy and his grace and truth, amen, how he take care of us and look over us, amen, because we're just only flesh, amen, we're just only flesh, amen. So the word of God, Jesus became flesh. Amen. And he's the man of God now that rose from the dead. And he's alive. He's alive. And this is what I've noticed and I've seen, amen, over the years in my studies, amen, and starting off in studies. And I found, amen, and when I begin to study, amen, we thank God for being alive, amen, his son being alive. And that's the difference. in Christianity in any other type religion. Amen. Religion is something you do all the time. You might be religious in your term. Amen. You get up in the morning, you make your coffee, you do that religiously. You constantly do things over and over and over and over. Amen. And you almost have to have it. Amen. You eat this, you do this, you dress this way, you talk this way. Amen. You have little statues and things. No. Christianity is dealing with Christ-like. And Jesus is alive. And this is the point where you can grab the victory in any area of your life as a Christian. It was all brought up, many of us, all you hear. Amen. That's why the Bible says faith come by hearing. In the book of John, I'm sorry, book of Romans 10:13, say faith come by hearing. Hearing. Amen. In other words, you get your faith, or faith is something hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. Amen. You haven't seen things, but you hear so much about it. Amen. Advertisers. Amen. They always spend product of their product. They will give you four or five different in the book of Romans. Amen. We're saying book of Romans. Amen. And we are Romans 10:17. So then faith come by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. The more you hear on a subject, the more information you have on conditions or whatever you hear, amen, it begin to build up trust in you. You be your spirit man, your natural man. You hear so much about it, you begin to trust it. You begin to trust it. Say, okay, this I can depend on the action of this product, or this man, this child, whatever, because I heard so much about it. I heard so much about it. Amen. Some of you know, amen, the hamburger, there are all kind of hamburgers out there. Amen. I was in a place once, amen, and one of the customers began to talk. We was again, the lady said, you know, I'm tired of eating hamburgers. Everybody goes, a hamburger. Amen. We was in there trying to get a piece of chicken. It was chicken and chicken and chicken. Amen. But they advertise the same product constantly over and over. And if you don't watch yourself, you'll be brainwashed. Amen. You know of any kind of food that you know, well, I go get me a hamburger. Amen. Or if I go get me a box of chicken, or I go get me a piece of fish. You know, whatever that advertisement hits you constantly, it builds up. Amen. In your conscience, it builds up in your mind. Amen. So the word of God, amen, we hear so much about God's word, about God. You hear, when you was coming up as a child, you hear people say, oh, God, God this, God that. Oh, God, no, God help me. Amen. They might not be following the rules and regulations of God, but they're always speaking, oh, God, God love me. Oh, God, God going to do this. God going to judge me. That was one of my pet saying when I was, wasn't really giving up to Christ. Amen. Don't judge me. God going to judge me. Amen. So after I stood, I found out God definitely was judging me. Amen. But you hear so much about God. But now since you come over and accepted his son, the information that you heard about his son, amen, his son, amen. Then you say, well, you know, for salvation, I know I should be able to accept Jesus now if I'm going to go to heaven and be with God. Jesus is the only door. He's the only person, amen, that God would accept. And whoever Jesus approved, then you know you have to come on and be with God through Jesus Christ, because God loved the world, so he sent his son. Now, here's the point. Amen. There's a distance, sometime break, amen, if you don't be careful in your walk here on earth. Let's say you have signed into heaven and heaven got you recorded, You can be broke, blind, crippled, no money, no family, no friends. Amen. Rich, very influenced. Everybody know you. You can be saved. You can be saved. But down here on earth, amen, to walk in a Christian walk and do Christian things, maybe you might be a little handicapped. Amen. You might be missing out on victories because you're not sure. Amen. You call God. You love God. And when you start talking, you're praying for Jesus, and you're kind of like missing it because of not truly understanding in your heart. There's some cases in the Bible. Amen. Acts chapter 10. Amen. Cornelius. Acts chapter 10. The Bible says that there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian Band, a devout man and one that feared God. But notice that he feared God with all his house and gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. You might know somebody. You might know somebody. Start thinking. You might know somebody that you know, amen, they love God now. They love God. They pray all the time. Amen. Now, here's the time when Jesus came on the scene and the apostles, and Jesus had left, went back to heaven. Amen. He's preparing a place for them. St. John, amen. He went, St. John 14, he went to prepare a place for us. Amen. Told the disciples to occupy here. And now, here is the Holy Spirit dealing with, amen, Cornelius. And he told Peter to go to Cornelius' house. Watch this now. Amen. And he saw in a vision, eventually about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming in to him and said unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayers and thy alms are come up for a memorial before God. Now, it's one thing to pray. The second thing, amen, as Christians and all our walk with Christ, we have to be loving and very helpful to the community and helping other people that are poor and needy, the blind. James said, if a man have pure religion, amen, and he closed his eyes and his mercy, amen, to the homeless and the motherless and the widows, his religion is in vain. Amen. Jesus even, amen, fed the 5,000. Jesus even, amen, prayed for the sick. Amen. Be Christ-like. We have to give and help. And this is what Cornelius was. He was known for that. Amen. He brought God before him. And God sent an angel down and told Cornelius what to do. And he sent him to Joppa and called for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. Amen. You read it all in Acts chapter 10. Amen. The angel told Peter, and God was dealing with Peter, amen, a Jew, amen, trying to draw the line between respect to persons that he didn't want to be involved with. And God said, no, Cornelius, who I work with, who I clean, amen, amen, he is not unclean. Cornelius, Peter said, I don't go to no Italian house. You know that. And God said, no. Cornelius, I want you to go. Amen. I want you to go. And Cornelius sent the workers down there, and he brought Peter back to Cornelius' house. Amen. That's when the gospel came into the Gentiles. That's when the gospel began to spread, amen, beyond God's special people. Amen. The Jews. Amen. Cornelius, amen, love God. And you might know some people now have not heard about Jesus Christ. Amen. But it's your job as Christians to let them know Jesus is still alive. And if you love God, you got to love Jesus Christ. You must. It's not a breakdown. Amen. They are one. Because God and Christ is one. They are the Word. When you read, we read in this Word now, the Word of God, in the book of John said the Word is Spirit. Amen. God is a Spirit. Amen. The more Word you have in you, the more Spirit you have in you. Amen. If you can channel in your doubts, amen, and flip all the curiosity and, amen, and the different things that the devil try to just flip it over and just think positive, then when you're talking to Jesus, you're talking to God, which is true. Jesus said in St. John 14, whatever you ask in my name, I'll do it. Amen. You're talking to God and say, oh, God, I need your help. Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord Jesus' name, Lord Jesus, I need your help. And realize that he's alive. He's alive. He is alive. And this is the point when you know people that you know, you can call, amen, somebody might make an accusation against someone of their family members or something, and you're not sure about it. Say, hold on, give me the telephone number. What's the telephone? I'm going to call this person right now. I'm going to talk to them. I want to talk to you. I know about Blog Talk. I know about the station. It's always say, hold on, sir. Give me the telephone number, and I'm going to call Blog Talk right now. I'm going to call them right now and talk personally. I need to clear this up personally. And that's the difference. That's the difference in your walk with God. That's your difference. That's the difference. The difference is Jesus is alive. That's the difference. It regardless through all the education, all the biblical knowledge, amen, he's alive. If it wasn't so, if we didn't get the chapters right, or the scriptures right, amen, the prayer right, the song right, amen, the giving right, amen, Jesus is alive. He's alive. He is alive and well, amen, and he's still in control of this earth, amen, through his son, Jesus Christ, and since here, we have a right. We here as Christians, as followers, amen. That's why the world cannot get past the old school church. Church is old school. The world believes that, oh, the church is outdated, but it's still here. Why? Because God is alive. God is alive. All the church is going to close down. Well, every now and then you look, there's another one. There's another one. Why? He's alive. Jesus bought the church. He bought the church. The church, amen, the same as the ark of safety that Noah built. Jesus built the church. He is the church. We are the tabernacle. We are the church. We are the members, but we also have a tabernacle. Amen. The body of Christ. Amen. He's alive. And you can put your prayer in like you know you're talking to him. Amen. You're not talking on a piece of paper, a roll. Amen. You speak to God like he's alive and live as though he's alive. You're going to have the victory. You're going to have the victory. You will have the victory. St. John 1 and say, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. You are the Word that you read, the Word that you study is God. Constantly, you're looking in the face of God. Amen. Come to the reality of it. Amen. Adjust all your thoughts and your memories towards he is alive. Amen. That's the gospel message. Amen. That's the message that he's alive. He's alive. God is alive through his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And notice this in the gospel according to John. Amen. You should read it. And from time to time to build up your faith, because it is not designed, amen. The gospel according to John is only designed to build faith. Gospel according to John, amen, let you know some of the things that you have, God has done for you is reality. That's why he's alive. Amen. He's done it for you. And the gospel according to John 21 and 25. Let's say 21 and 24. Amen. In John's Gospel. This is a disciple which testified of these things and wrote these things. And we know that his testimony is true. And there are many other things which Jesus did, to which if they should be written, every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. If these disciples and apostles, amen, had written things that Jesus did over the last 3 years of ministry, John said, we wouldn't have enough books. The world couldn't hold the books. I'm sorry, the world could not hold the books. He did so many things. So there's certain things that John recorded, so several miracles, amen, in the gospel according to John, to let you know that he is God. The things that he did, no other prophet, apostle, had done that. Amen. The miracles that he did to prove to you that Jesus is alive in God. He is God. He is God. He is alive. He is alive. Amen. Amen. You can see the birds and hear the birds every day. You see the sun come up. Amen. The wind blowing. Amen. Because he lives. You can see tomorrow. Because God lives. Amen. And because he lives, Jesus is right there with him. Bible says he's sitting on the right-hand side of the throne of God, interceding for you as his child. Amen. If you can close that gap of your doubting, you close that gap of your lack of encouragement that you could make it, close that area of confusion and worration. Amen. Knowing, just like a father watches his child, that like a mother watches her children, amen, and she knows something wrong with that child, she knows what's going on with that child, amen. But when that child come out and begin to speak those things and say those things, amen, she feel more encouraging, amen, that the child will be accept what she's doing in love than forcing something on them. Amen. You know how sometimes I'm a pride get in the way. Sometimes our thoughts get in the way, amen, and you look on situation the enemy brings up because we, you know, in us, we have two different natures. Paul said in Romans 7, we have two different natures. When you desire to do good, evil is present. The evil is what? All this bad information in this body, in this mind, because we was born in sin, amen, we're subject to follow the negativity situation quicker than we do the positive. So we have to keep the positive built up. Amen. We have to decrease the natural negativity and build up all the positive thoughts and the positive songs and the positive areas in our life. Amen. That we can defeat the negativity that's around us and in us. Amen. He that is in us is greater. Jesus in us is greater. The information about Christ should be greater. The Bible classes, the Bible talk, memories should be greater. Amen. In you. So when you talk, when you pray and you talk, you'll be talking and praying reality because you know he lives. You know he lives. All right, we're gonna go to the studio now. We know all of us that Blog Talk, we come together and we realize that we're here, all our reasoning, because we're reasoning in Proverbs 27 and 17, iron sharpening iron. Amen. You glean a little bit from me. I learn some off of you. You learn some off of your brother. Amen. Your sister. Amen. We're able to help each other. Amen. That's what it's about. This broadcast is always about, amen, reaching and helping each other. Amen. And how we work. Amen. We call off the last. We call your area phone number and your last four digits. Amen. And just push one on your phone, and a technician will put you in. Amen. And you make your comments, your vision, your dreams. amen, to we're not fighting anyone about scripture, the domination, or time, or whatever. Amen. We come to encourage one another, to help one another, that you can take this information, amen, on and on. Have your own Bible study, amen, to help someone else. Amen. Because we are the children of God. We are the children of God. Amen. All right, we're in the studio now. Amen. Looking for phone calls, and just press one on your phone. Amen. If you have a comment about how you learned Jesus alive, or you made a comment that you want to share, or a song you want to share, a poem, something you want to share that's biblical, not too personal, what God has done for you. Amen. There's some things that God has done. Amen. And you want to share. Amen. You're welcome at this time. Let's push one on your phone. Let's push one on your phone. Our technician will put you in. You don't hang up. You just continue on the line. Amen. And we'll call out your last, we'll call your area code and last four digits. All right. We're talking about that Jesus is alive. He's alive. And that is the only way you find, amen, your walk with God, that you come to reality that he's alive, that God is alive through his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. You're going to heaven. You're going to a real heaven. You're going to a real, the Bible says in the book of Revelation 21, the Apostle John said he saw a new heaven and a new earth. Amen. Coming down from God. Amen. And we know, we let you know he's alive. Amen. Let's look at the earth. We can go to Genesis 1, how God spoke. Amen. And we go to, amen, the flood came up with the time of Noah. But he said a rainbow. A rainbow. When you see a rainbow, in the Bible it says God said he will not destroy the world anymore by water. Amen. They let you know the evil was always present and still present. Water cannot destroy evil. Amen. God started over. He was sorry he made man, because man, amen, was deceived. He fell in deception. Amen. He was tempted and he fell. Amen. And you know, we thank God for repentance. Thank God for repentance. Amen. Every pastor and men and women of God know, amen, that's one that we consider one of the valuables of all the teaching. Amen. Repentance. Amen. Proverbs 24 and 16 says that for a just man can fall down seven times and rise up again. A just man. Amen. One that's walking upright. Amen. You can't say that you, 1 John 1 and 9 say, if you say that you have no sin, you're a lie. Amen. It was somewhere, somehow, you have not only sinned against God, but sinned against your brother. Ten Commandments tells, don't take nothing from your brother. Hey, thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not kill. Amen. False witness. Amen. Somewhere, somehow, amen, you have sinned. But if you confess your sin, amen, you're faithful and just. Now, if you fall away, amen, we know we've been a lot of stress from the coronavirus, amen, occupational problems and health problems, amen, and you find yourself, amen, very discouraged, very hurt, and just walked away. There are some false prophets and false teachers, amen, cause you to walk away from the church. Amen. Church hurt. You don't want to be involved in no more religious matters. That's what the enemy wants you to be. The devil wants you to walk away from God. Amen. He wants you to give up God, not listen to God anymore, not read your Bible anymore, not to pray anymore. This saying that you don't care. Amen. And it's kind of, it's a little hard to do, Amen. When you know somebody cares and they're watching you, amen, and he's constantly, amen, prompting you to come back. Amen. They walk away from someone or something and they calling you, and I'm not talking about bill collectors, but they will. Bill collectors and, you know, bullies and people that, you know, that same persistence. Amen. And God has flipped that over. God said, no, you can come back. You can make it. That's why Proverbs says, amen, a just man can get up. You can get up. You live in a world. We live in this world of time of Noah. You know, it was lawlessness in Noah's time. Lawlessness. Amen. Lord, lawlessness. Amen. Against the law, they had no regard. Amen. And it was everybody shooting, going on like it was in the daytime, like it is now, shooting everywhere. Regard for no law, no authority. And you can see that now. Days of Noah and Lot. Amen. Lot's time, there was a lot of flesh going on. A lot of flesh. Amen. A lot of different type of sexual relationships. Amen. Against men and women and children and animals. It just had no boundaries. Amen. You can see that now. You can see that now. Amen. And God says that, the Proverbs says, if you haven't fallen in that kind of situation, amen, you can get up. And the devil used temptations of all matter and all kinds. Amen. You can get up. You can get up. All right, press 1 on your phone. Amen. We don't want to run out of time here. Amen. But God love you. Press 1 on your phone. Amen. And our technician will put you in. And we'll give out your area code. Yes. Give out your area code and your last 4 digits. And your last 4 digits. All right. The name of the subject. I think we have someone trying to come in online. Jesus Christ. Amen. And you can go to our blog talk. Amen. You can go to blog talk radio. Amen. And you... .com/JCI Ministry, and then blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministry, as well as, amen, you have our website www. We have a caller. We have a caller, number 1. Caller. Amen. We have a caller. Oh. Okay. All right. We had a caller. Sorry, we had lost our caller. Amen. You can call back again. Amen. We're on the line. All right. All right. You can press 1 on your phone. We can call back again. I'm sorry. All right. We're at 561-5981.
Good evening. I just have a testimony.
Right.
I would like to just... Hello?
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I have a testimony. I just want to encourage someone hard on this evening. You know, I'm enjoying this subject because God is alive. You know, he's very much alive. And one thing I do know, without God, we can't do nothing. Without Jesus, his son, God the Father, without him, we would fail. Without him, our life would be drifting. Just like a ship without a sail. And I truly just want to give a little testimony real quick. I know he's alive. In 2018, I was diagnosed with cancer. And today, it was only God. It was only Jesus Christ that could do this. There was time when I went into the room when they was shooting stuff all up in me, and I would tell the nurses, you know, what y'all doing? Jesus died for me. This is that's the blood of Jesus that you're shooting up in me, and I'm gonna walk out of here one day. And I just want to encourage someone's heart. Whatever you're going through in this world, don't leave Jesus Christ out. You can't do it. Dope won't do it. Drinking won't do it. It's only going to take the blood of Jesus to do it. Be encouraged, and God bless you. Thank you very much, Bishop.
God bless you, man of God. We really, really need that. Amen. Let people know that, amen, you inject Jesus in your life. And let them know, amen, and brag on him. Put him out there. Amen. He'll show up for you. Amen. He won't let you down. He won't let you down. All right. We have another caller. Amen. You can just press one on your phone. Amen. We thank God. All right. Amen. We thank God for it. Sometimes we have a little difficulties, but nevertheless, amen. God loves us. Amen. He wants you to utilize every little tool we can. Amen. Every little situation, you can write a letter to somebody. Amen. Use the telephone. Amen. Amen. Pictures and movies, whatever you can. Amen. Let people know that he's alive. That's our job now. That's our purpose. Amen. We are the salt of the land. You know, we've seen people put food and put salt in all kind of food. You know, doesn't matter what it is. They put a sprinkle of salt. A little salt. Sometimes they have too much salt. Amen. So to let you know, wherever you live, whatever job and occupation you have, whatever talent you have, amen, if you're a Christian and living for God, amen, you're going to preserve and help those people. You might not like the job, but you're the salt. You might not like your community, but you're the salt. Amen. Your family, your friends, they might give you a hard time, but you're the salt. Amen. You're preserving them from what they could fall apart. But when they see you, they might not like you. They cannot deny that God is on your side. Amen. All right. Amen. All right. We have another caller. Let's press one on your phone. We thank God for all of you that are listening. Amen. We have a comment again. You can always go back to this broadcast. Amen. You can go if you have a computer. Amen. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. And you can see Doctrine of Truth. Amen. You can choose all the different episodes that we've been going through over the years. Amen. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Amen. Call a friend and let them sit down. You will listen to these broadcasts. Amen. And one day you get a chance. Amen. You can, maybe you want to call in and press one on your phone. Amen. And give your testimony. Amen. Because that's what we're here for. Encourage each other. All of us don't have the answer to everything. But he has the answer. Jesus has it. Amen. He loved to be bragged on. He loved to be, amen, because it's a battle. It's a spiritual battle going on in the atmosphere. Amen. Amen. You are the one, amen, that is bringing this battle. Amen. When you saved, you might not know how powerful you are. Amen. But you're powerful because the enemy does not like your image. God made you in the image, amen, his likeness, his power. He gave you his power, his ability. And Jesus said, just speak my name. Amen. Nothing else you can just do is call his name. Amen. You know, like a child, or call a parent's name, and amen, or someone you love, amen. And nothing else. You can just call his name. Amen. Sometimes you don't even realize, amen, he's there. That's how powerful Jesus is. If you can take all the spiritual knowledge you know of evil and flip it over, amen, you have to understand you got a guardian angel. You got a guardian angel. Not only that, amen, but Christ is there with you. He's with you through this Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, amen, he's powerful, and he gives you the ability. Amen. You just tune him up. What you say, tune him up for that. But a natural man always like to feel something or whatever. But you start singing your favorite hymn or your song, and you start putting biblical music on. And biblical, they have so many tapes out there. Amen. You have so many CDs. Amen. And Christian broadcasting. Put that in your environment. Amen. And understand that you know the world. Not really a part of the heavenly walk, because you go to stores, you find all type of ungodly music. You go to restaurant music, amen. Even in the hospital, they got all kind of programs going. Some things they just don't give them things to spiritual matters, amen. Godly matters to encourage you, amen. So you got all kind of ungodly people. Amen. But you are powerful. You're the salt. You're the salt of the land. Amen. You are salt. You're able to stand and say, no, Jesus loved me. No, just like the caller said, he was telling the nurses. Amen. That was a powerful testimony, because the nurses, when he left, the nurses, that stayed with them. Stayed with them. Amen. Will always be. Amen. Any profession, when you put God in and God show up and deliver people, you can always remember that. They would always, they might not want to admit it, but that's the seed. You plant them in the seed. All right, we can take one more caller. One more caller, then we're going to go in prayer. Amen. Jesus is alive. He's alive and well. Amen. And the little old church would always be around. That old school church is still here. That old school church. Why they change the church? No, we're here. Amen. That's what the church is about. It's like you go to the gas station. Amen. You pull up to the tank and you be pumping gas. Amen. The church, amen, is about, number one, is about eternal life. It's about life. Amen. Then the second step is teaching you how to walk in this new life here on earth. Amen. It can be a challenge because you're still living in a natural body. Amen. But once, the more you know about it, the more powerful you get, the more powerful the ability you get. And you can be aware of it. Amen. Just like driving a car. Once you learn, amen, but you still be challenged on the other road because you have all kind of people driving out there. Amen. Once you learn what your rules and your regulations and your rights are in Christ, you're still going to be challenged because you have other people out there not really understanding the walk with Christ. They say they're walking with Christ. Is that the cost of the education they have gotten? Amen. The cost of education. One thing, I always stress to all of them, that he lives. He lives because he lives. Amen. You don't have no condemnation. Amen. That's what Paul was saying in the book of Romans. Therefore, now I have no more condemnation out of them. Amen. Amen. Because you're not walking after the flesh. You're walking after the spirit. Amen. All right. We're going to go into prayer. We got to go into prayer right now. We can have it call us. Amen. You can push one on your phone. We can be able to pray for the congregation and pray for those that are listening. Amen. And share prayer to Christ that he lives. The Bible says where two or three come together in his name, there he's in the midst. Amen. We are here. Electronic means, amen, and we can do more than just three, amen. We know God listening. All right. All right, go right ahead. Press one on your phone. All right. I think we had, amen. All right, we had a misconnection there. All right, you can press one on your phone. Amen. We're going into prayer. We ask for those that pray, for those that are going through coronavirus. Amen. Those that are going through financial difficulties. Amen. Jesus never did say we weren't going to go through these things. And that's why the word through. You hear the word, you're going through. You're going through financial difficulty. You're going through sickness. You're going through trials and tribulation. You're going through. Amen. Because he lives. Because he lives. Push one on your phone. We're accepting prayer. Amen. For that now. All right. I think we're working here. Amen. Press one on your phone and our technician will put you in. Hey, remember, amen, constantly read your Bible and then study your Bible. Amen. Study the Bible. Amen. Put some Bible tapes on. Put some gospel tapes on. Amen. And put some, you can't sleep, whatever. Amen. Sleep sometimes is a problem because of the things that we're going through. Put some gospel music. Soothe the music on. Amen. And that will reach the spirit, man. Reach the spirit, man. You have to watch your health as well. Amen. Through the prayer of the Holy Spirit will let you know, amen, what can seem to be the problem. Amen. All right, we're going to prayer. Father, we thank you right now, oh God, for those that are listening. And Lord, we just give you praise and glory. God, we just thank you for our health. Lord, we thank you for our early rising. Lord, we just give you the prayer of thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your understanding. Thank you, Lord, oh God, for your healing. Thank you, Lord, oh God, for your listening through your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for the church, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for our families and community. Thank you, Lord, even for this, our finances. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Oh, God, we just thank you. And knowing that without you, and with nothing made that was made, oh, God, we just give you praise for your son, Jesus Christ. Oh, God, we thank God that you're making a way for us and loving us when we couldn't love ourselves. Lord, you understanding that we are just flesh. Oh, God, we just like a blade of grass. Amen. It rises in the morning and is cut down in the afternoon. Amen. Lord, we just like a blade of grass. We're here today and gone tomorrow. Lord, we thank you for your understanding and your mercy. Lord, stretch your hands now. Oh, God, send me healing mercy. Oh, God, upon those that are oppressed. We bind Satan's hand. We bind the trying to oppress people. Oh, God, discourage the spirit of discouragement loose here in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we bind and loose in heaven and in earth that we have the victory. We have the victory. In Jesus the Christ we pray, amen. Remember, read the gospel according to John. Amen. That gospel according to John will help build your faith. Amen. It helps give reality. You have to read it constantly back and forth back because it builds up your faith. And that's what John gospel is about. Not only that, but faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. God is still alive and Jesus, they all are one. God and Jesus is one. Amen. When you say God, thank God for Jesus. Amen. The reality that he is still alive. Amen. He cares for you. He loves you. Amen. He looks out for you. God, if you can't help yourself. Thank God for you. God bless you. Go to our website, www.jciministries.org. Or you can go to Blog Talk Radio. Amen. BlogTalkRadio.com, JCI/JCI Ministry, www.jciministries.org. Till next time, God bless you and have a Jesus real day. Bless you.